really trying to change how I do things. I think I still am really visually hooked.
It's said that we use our sense of vision, those who have vision use it. About 80% of our sensual input comes in through the eyes. Perhaps it's even higher.
Listening around me to know what's going on around me. Like even if I'm talking to someone or having breakfast or anything, I'm always listening to know what's around me.
I mean, sound is always there and you're always, whether you're aware of it or not, listening for what's going on and using it.
What sorts of things are you listening for?
Nothing in particular, just anything out of the ordinary. Like if I'm used to hearing, say, my mom talking to me in the kitchen. If somebody moves upstairs or gets up, I'll notice it.
So if something changes, yeah, I would wonder what was going on.
Because I'm always listening around. I guess it's like sighted people always look around.
Cooking, whether it's almost everything you do, it does require a lot more concentration than for the average person. You can't just sort of be daydreaming while you're walking down the street, or you might forget you might think you're at a lane when you're really at a, you know, busy street corner if you're not paying enough attention. If your head is totally somewhere else, you could really be in danger.
So when you get out here, you can feel that the hear and feel that the space is much bigger, much
mm-hmm.
more open.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow or other, I don't know how or why, but I can be walking, and all of a sudden I'll stop. No, I can't go in here, there's something here, and I feel okay and whatever. I came across this and I thought there's something wrong here, so I felt myself carefully on. Then I felt this rope across, and there was a rope across the pavement. There was a great big hole there. Well, the workman spotted me, Cain, and Cain running, and yeah, you don't move. But I knew there was something there, you know, and I don't know where I've developed that from.
Call it facial vision.
I don't know if you get this at all. There's a neat thing about I perceive is through hearing, is like being able to tell where objects are, like just without seeing them. Like, I mean, when I was a kid, I used to walk and I could like say, oh, I can tell where that tree is, and everybody go, how? Like, it'd be dark, and I'd go, well, I can hear it.
But we're always picking up.
I mean, I always sort of thought it's like an echoey thing or whatever. Your
I guess the echo
sound is blocked or reflected or something.
I mean, I'm trying to imagine being able to do that with wax in my ears.
You don't always know
exactly
what it is.
How it works.
But you can feel there's a
just
tree or
that it works fairly well.
That you have to move around.
I was once in a musical group of musicians. Everybody in the group was totally blind except for myself. And I remember tiptoeing up behind some of the members, and they would kind of turn around and look, and I'd say, how did you know? And she'd say, I can just feel you. And it was almost like they could feel a change in the air or something, because it wouldn't be sound. I would be as quiet as possible. It would be a carpet. But they could feel my presence. And certainly there was an incredible sense in that group of using the other senses. And it always intrigued me and challenged me to see just how effective they could be. And of course that was done in a position of real trust and friendship. There was certainly no intent to deceive or to ridicule or whatever. It was simply just how good are you and how do you do it?
Different type of carpet on the left.